With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Next week, he's on some vacay after the All-Star game to the Futures game from MLB Network Radio, a bunch of other stuff. I've got a story, a harrowing tale of somebody that went face-to-face, quite literally, with a giant predator in the woods and lived to tell the tale, Tommy. Lived to tell the tale. I will talk about that next segmentation. And I want to chop up a few things here with Mike Jones. I've been oversaying the phrase chop up lately, but I've decided it's kind of like it's a crutch that I go through these crutches. But I like it because you can just picture it's like you're working. You know what I mean? Like you got a couple knives and you're chopping it up and it's like you're getting to the bottom of it, getting down to the core. It's not the big thing anymore. It's the little thing. You get into it. But I am oversaying it. I fully acknowledge it before you make fun of me on Twitter at FunnyDanny. Let's go to the hotline now. Welcome on from the Washington Post. Covers the Redskins for that periodical. Our buddy Mike Jones. Jonesy, good afternoon, bud. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Danny?
Very well, my friend. Thank you for the time. Your mailbag is always must read. The latest is no exception. Before we get to some cousin stuff, and I know that everybody's either waiting with bated breath or sick of it in terms of that, there are a lot of guys who are on the last year or a one-year deal for the Redskins. Any updates on some of these players? Thinking of guys like Bashaud Breeland or one-year deals like Terrell Pryor, Thompson, Spencer Long, a number of guys. Any movement or update or kind of interest level from both parties for any of those guys remaining with the Redskins?
No, I feel like a lot of those guys, and everything I can gather, there hasn't been any activity yet. I think with guys like Bashaud Breeland, Spencer Long, Trent Murphy, guys like that, they like them, but they want to see more from them before they give them a handsome, contract extension. If they wanted to right now, they would have. They took care of Morgan Moses last year. It was Jordan Reed. Year before that, it was Trent Williams that got an extension. Ryan Kerrigan got an extension. So right now, those guys are in position. They're going to have opportunities to make plays and show that they're worthy of new paydays, and we'll see how it goes. But the guys that they're convinced about was Morgan Moses, and that's why they gave him a contract extension, made him the highest paid right tackle in the league, and all their efforts is focused on getting this Kirk Cousins deal done, which, maybe you'll get done. Still kind of looks like a long shot, but that's what they're focusing on right now.
What are the Redskins, and I talked about this yesterday, Jonesy, on the show, and want to get your take on it. What are they thinking at this point? Is it the idea that, because I think they view this as a negotiation, whereas Cousins and his camp view this as a price. In other words, the Redskins set the market. They set a price. Cousins simply saying, in my mind, meet this price. The Redskins are saying, no, let's negotiate the price. Whereas if Cousins does nothing, he gets a lot of money this year and next. I think the Redskins are viewing it as a way to negotiate, whereas Cousins is simply saying, this is what the house cost. If you'd like to buy the house, this is what it costs. You don't negotiate a target. You should negotiate with me. Is there a disconnect there, do you think?
Yeah, because Cousins' agent has been clear ever since last year when they blew off their offer, which was very reasonable and would have been, affordable for the Redskins. Ever since then, they said, go out there now. You got to prove it. We're not going to give you a long-term deal of your asking price around $19 million, $44 million guaranteed. Because they did not do that, it's now costing them a lot more money. And so Cousins' agent has been upfront with them that, hey, the starting point is now the same figure as the franchise tag and what it is this year and next year. And this is what the market shows that quarterbacks are worth. And so if you guys aren't really serious about keeping us and you're not going to give us that type of offer, we don't really have a whole lot to talk about.
Mike Jones of the Washington Post is with us, covers the Redskins for the Post. All right, so Mike, then if I'm not optimistic, and it sounds like you are not either, just but you're closer to it than I am, obviously. I'm just outside looking in. What if they don't get this done? What's next? I don't think anybody's really ready for that yet when this deadline comes and goes. Some people are saying, yeah, the deadline will spur the deal, and they're just kind of counting on it. Let's say, for the sake of argument, nothing happens between the two, and now we're franchise tag for the second straight year. Play this out. What's next?
The Redskins' options really start to dwindle, because then you're talking about giving them $34 million guaranteed just for the franchise tag next year if you do it a third straight year. They could use the transition tag, which is $28 million, but any team can negotiate with Cousins and outbid the Redskins, and the Redskins get no compensation. So they're really not in a very good situation if they let this deadline come and go without getting him signed to a long-term deal. And so then they've got to figure out, okay, do we draft somebody and start him right away? Do we go with Colt McCoy or Nate Sudfeld, guys who, you know, are quality backups in the Redskins' minds, but they haven't been starters? And Nate Sudfeld hasn't played in a single NFL game regular season. And so those are all questions the Redskins are going to have to ask themselves, because the likelihood of Cousins coming back here without a, you know, them franchising him and paying him a whole lot of money, which they could have done for much cheaper, it's not very likely. And so that's why they'll have to just be like, okay, this year we're going all for broke. We're hoping we can get as much out of Cousins as we can, and then next year we've got to formulate a plot.
I have been very suspicious of this. I've heard it, and it's come from the organization. Jay has done this. Doug Williams has done it. They're now going out of their way to praise Colt McCoy and Nate Sudfeld. And listen, this is full-on me listening to ham radio at like 2 o'clock in the morning, thinking I hear space aliens with a tinfoil hat on. But I keep feeling like they're laying the groundwork for life after Cousins, and they're going to try to sell people on the Colt and Nate show. Am I nuts?
Well, no, because that's the only thing that they have going for them if the Heat is not here. And so, yeah, they could draft somebody, but the only thing that they have right now is one of the two of those guys to turn to. Yes, they could draft somebody, but for now, the guys that you've got, and, you know, they really want Cousins in the worst way, as Doug Williams has said, but if he's not here next year, then the first guy up you would think would be Colt McCoy, and then Sudfeld would get a chance to show what he has during the off season, and maybe they draft somebody to groom behind them. But I don't know if you can be overly optimistic hearing that, but that's where they stand.
Yeah, I am not overly optimistic hearing that. At Mike Jones WAPO on Twitter. You got to follow him if you care about the Skins. Jonesy, let's go to this. You wrote a piece on July 7th. I'm fascinated by this. Training camp position battles. Give me some key ones that you've kind of got in mind, and then maybe one that folks need to pay more attention to.
Yeah, you know, we're going to keep on trickling those out as we get closer to training camp. The first one that we looked at was the defensive line, where, okay, they spent on Stacy McGee and Terrell McClain, and they drafted Jonathan Allen. But really, those jobs are still up for grabs. Neither of those two free agent signings was working primarily with the first team during the offseason practices. You had guys like Joey Embu or Anthony Lanier or Ziggy Hood, and a little bit of Jonathan Allen sprinkled in. So the competition is open. They spent money on these guys, but neither one of those guys have been a full-time starter in the NFL during their previous stops. It was McClain was in Dallas, and McGee was in Oakland. And so, yeah, they brought them into the mix for about $25 million each over 4 or 5 years, but they have to prove it. You're going to have young guys like Allen and Matt Ioannidis and Anthony Lanier and A.J. Francis all battling, jockeying for position. It's going to be a rotation on that defensive line, so that's a position battle. You've got inside linebacker where you don't know, is it Will Compton and Mason Foster, or is it Zach Brown and Will Compton, or Zach Brown and Mason Foster? You've got the outside linebacker spot opposite Ryan Kerrigan. Is that Preston Smith, Ryan Anderson, or Junior Gallette? Definitely on the defense side of the ball, you got a lot of position battles that are going to be hammered out during training camp.
And I want to get to that inside linebacker one, because as soon as Zach Brown signed, you had A, bad Zach Brown band jokes, but B, I go, yes, upgrade, tackling machine, really good player. But it sounds like he may be part of a rotation, Jones, and it still may just be the Compton and Foster show there. Do you think Zach Brown, obviously barring injury, do you think he emerges as a starter, or are they just going to kind of keep rotating packages?
I don't know. We'll see. There's a reason why he was still on the market and only signed for a one-year deal. He didn't have a whole lot of people banging down his door despite racking up a lot of tackles and making the Pro Bowl. From what I hear on him, great athlete, very good instincts, but sometimes he's over-aggressive, doesn't quite hit his assignment, and leaves his teammates out to dry. So, you know, there's good with him, and there's also some kind of a little bit, you know, skeptical areas in his game. And so we'll see if that's going to be him starting or him just coming on in nickel packages. I don't know. Will Compton, I think, will wind up still being that signal caller of defense And Mason Foster is a guy who's very good against the run, maybe a little bit limited pass coverage-wise, so that's why they might platoon those two guys, but we'll see.
Quickly, and I've kept you too long, and I apologize for that, but last one. I counted Samaje Perine as soon as he was drafted. There's your guy. There's your thumper. There's your goal line back, et cetera. But again, every time Jay Gruden speaks about Rob Kelly, sounds like he's cutting a wrestling promo and he's salivating at the mouth. Are we basically looking at the Rob Kelly leading this team in running back touches?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of situational stuff. I kind of think back to 1991 where you had Ernest Biner, Ricky Irvins, and Gerald Riggs, and Each one of those guys had different roles as the Redskins ran the ball. You had Riggs, who was the goal line guy. Biner and Irvins had their roles. You very well could see a continued platoon with the running backs here, with Rob Kelly kind of leading the way. Then you throw Chris Thompson in there as your third down get back and your change of pace guy, and then you use Perine to bang it at the goal line or short yardage situations. For right now, Kelly looked great coming back. He's cut some weight. He's worked to improve his pass-catching skills, become more well-rounded, but they really like the other two guys as well. So we will really see once they get to the preseason and guys are actually trying to tackle them and they're using their shoulder pads to run over guys and their quickness and everything. That's when we'll really get a sense on where these running backs stand.
And we'll talk to you then, I'm sure, just breaking down some of those battles. Jonesy, great with us as always, buddy. Enjoy the really, really hot weather, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll see you, pal. There he goes, at Mike Jones WAPO. You got to follow him. He's great. I'm a Mike Jones guy. There's a guy out there who is no longer a fan of Bears. I will explain at 1:49 next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.